ابراهيم، الصلاه والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And I guess you can say Allahu Akram. So for many of you, tonight will be the first night of the month of this most beautiful month, this awesome month of Ramadan. For some, maybe it was last night, but it doesn't matter. So this is the month of Ramadan. My goodness. And we're going to do exactly what we've been doing yesterday, and we'll continue this throughout the month. So the first thing we're going to do today is look at the dua that we will be using every single day. And this is from the sermon of the Prophet. So remember yesterday, six things. What did the Prophet say? Fas'alullaha rabbukum. When you do dua, he says, ask your Rabb, biniyatin sadika, with a completely, completely true intention, wa qulubin tahira, and really pure hearts. What shall we ask for? Number one, أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِسِيَامِهِ, that you are able to fast. Now, many of us think we fast because we keep hungry and thirsty from dawn to dusk. The Prophet said that there are many people who will only get hunger and thirst. Imam Sadiq says, a fast is keeping your tongue from lying, not quarreling with one another, refraining from jealousy, not gossiping or backbiting, putting aside disputes, not swearing oaths, even if they're true, not using bad language, no abuse, not being mean, not being unjust, keeping your eyes away from that which is not allowed. These are all the things. أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِسِيَامِهِ وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ. So what is tilawa? Tilawa. Tala means to follow. You know, in Surah Al-Shamsu, you say, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. The moon follows the sun. So to be able to follow what is written in the book, and we'll talk about it at some time. Number two. Number three, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. Do lots of tawbah. Do U-turns. And then the fourth thing, إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجِنَانِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَ. The doors of Jannah are open. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُغْلِقَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, that you ask your Rabb that he will never close them for you. So that's the fourth dua. What's the fifth dua? فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ, and then he's talking about بَابَ النِّيرَانِ مُغْلَقَ, the doors of Jahannam are closed. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يَفْتَحَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, you must ask your Rabb never to open them. That was our fifth dua. And the sixth one, وَالشَّيَاطِينِ مَغْلُولَ, and shaitan is imprisoned. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ, ask your Rabb, أَلَّا يُسَلِّطَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, that he will never free him. So those were the six du'as that we will do before absolutely everything. So every day, inshallah, we will do that, so we remember them throughout the year. But first, we're going to recite Quran. And we're going to recite the first ruku of the first juz. Today we're doing juz 1, right? So the first ruku of the first juz starts with Surah Al-Fatiha, and it's 7 ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. So recite them with me nicely and loudly. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. So now, what is a ruku? Remember, I talked about it yesterday. Ruku is an ayn that you find in the Quran on the sides. It has three numbers, one at the top, one in the middle, one at the bottom. The one at the top tells you the number of that ruku in that surah. The middle one tells you the number of ayat in that ruku, and the bottom one tells you the number of that ruku in that juz. And I told you there are 540 ruku'at in the Quran. The Quran was sent to Bukhari in Russia. And there, they decided they wanted to finish it by the 27th of Ramadan, because they recited 20 rakat of Taraweeh every day. 20 times 27 is 540. And every time they finished a ruku, they would go into ruku. And that's why it's called a ruku. Sometimes in the Indian subcontinent, we call it a makra, but it's the same thing. So now we're going to recite the three du'as that we recite in the month of Ramadan. So please recite with me nicely and loudly. Okay? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Aliyu ya Azim. Ya Ghafuru ya Rahim. Antar Rabbul Azim. Alladhi laysa kamithlihi shay' wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن عليه وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Next dua now. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور اللهم أغني كل فقير اللهم أشبع كل جائع اللهم اكسو كل عريان اللهم اقضي دين كل مدين اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب اللهم رد كل غريب اللهم فك كل أسير اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين اللهم اشف كل مريض اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك اللهم اقض عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام صل على محمد وآل محمد وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Now we talked about Dua Abu Hamza Thimali yesterday, and I said from today onwards we will be looking at extracts from the Dua of Abu Hamza Thimali. If you remember, I said he was the companion of Imam Zainul Abidin al-Islam. His name was Sabit bin Dinar, and he taught this, Imam Zainul Abidin taught this Dua to Abu Hamza Thimali, and it got to be known as Dua Abu Hamza Thimali. So we're going to take an extract today. So here Imam has taught him to say Alhamdulillahilladhi, all praise and thanks is for Allah. Alladhi ad'uhu fayujibuni, for he who I call upon and he answers me. You know, in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah 34, he says, I give you whatever you ask for. In Quran, he says, Ad'uni astajib lakum. Call me, I will answer you. So here we're saying all praise and gratitude for Allah. Ad'uhu, whom I call upon, and he answers me. Wa in kuntu bati'an hina yad'uni. Even though I don't hurry up, bati'an is to rush, to hurry up. Hina yad'uni, when he calls me for salah. Do I rush? He calls me for all those things, and I say, oh, maybe later, maybe later. So this is something I got to think about. If he answers me and I want those answers straight away, I really must try and pray my salah on time, if nothing else. Now we're going to look at some extracts from the Sermon of the Prophet. We started yesterday, and today we will look at some other extracts. Now what does the Prophet say? Remember, this was the sermon he gave on the last day of Shaban. He says, "Huwa shaharun du'itum fihi ila dhiafatillah." This is a month. This month of Ramadan is a month which invites you to be the guests of Allah. وَجُعِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ. And invites you to be one of those who is honored with Allah, who is close to Allah. My goodness, can you imagine? We are his guests in this month. أَنْفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيهِ. Every breath of yours is a tasbih. When it says tasbih, what is tasbih? Tasbih comes from the word sabaha. Sabaha means to swim, means to be perfectly balanced. It means every breath declares his perfection. Wa nawmukum fihi ibadah. Even when you sleep in this month, it is ibadah. That means, it doesn't mean sleep all day. It means do as much as you can. But when you're tired and you go to sleep, he counts that as though we are doing his ibadah. Wa amalukum fihi maqbool. Your deeds are accepted. Everything you do, he will accept. Wa du'aukum fihi mustajab. I love this bit. He will answer your du'as in this month. So raise your hands. So now, remember we did this in the first thing. Fas'alullah rabbukum. What do I ask him for? Ask Allah rabbukum, your Rabb. Bi niyatin sadika. With an absolutely true, clear intention. Wa qulubin tahira. And really pure hearts. أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِسِيَامِهِ. So we are able to fast. So you are able to fast. وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ. And you're able to recite his book. And we talked about that when we looked at the dua. But now, we're going to go back to look at our juz a day and our 114 surah in 30 ajza. I'm going to repeat this again. One juz, 30 ajza. Can you remember that? One juz, 30 ajza. One manzil, 7 manazil. So the juz was when the Quran was divided into 30 equal parts, so we're able to finish it in a month. The manazil is when it's divided into 7 equal parts, so you can finish reciting it in a week. One surah, 114 surah. That's how the Quran was revealed. That's how the Prophet put it together in 114 chapters. One surah, so many surah. Now what's not on here, and that you might like to remember, is one ayah and 6,236 ayat. Can you remember that? One ayah and 6,236 ayat. Then there's 77,807 words. Now, we talked about ruku, 540 ruku'at, when the Quran was sent to Bukhari. And our focus today, and every day is going to be one juz, it's on juz 1. And juz 1 is the first ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha, which is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, to the 141st ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. And I said we would be journaling. And journaling means to personalize the Quran, to be able to engage with it, to inspire ourselves to connect to the Quran. Okay? So what do you do first? Before you even do anything else, we've got to do wudu. We've got to try and recite in Arabic as much as possible. We want to seek protection from the shaitan. So we're always going to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. And when we come to the ayah, you'll see where it is in the Quran. Always to start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To always say, La ilaha illallah. And you remember the dua of the Prophet that I said, Walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani. I start again. Walzam qalbi. Can you remember that? So there's 6 words you got to remember. Walzam qalbi. Hifdha kitabika kama allamtani. So والزم put it in my heart, commit it to my heart, قلبي's heart. حفظه, the remembrance of كتابك, of your book, كما علمتني, like you have taught me. So basically saying, يا الله, I want this book ingrained in my heart. That's what I want to do. And always ask, giving the wasila of Imam Hussein, ask the Rabb of Hussein, please help me, please help me. So now if you looked at that bookshelf that we saw before, this is the first shelf, this is Juz 1. And Juz 1 has Surah Al-Fatiha and 141 ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. And in every shelf we've put a knick-knack, and here we put a little, can I say, a little model of Quran City. So this is Surah Al-Fatiha, and we're going to start with it, and we're going to try and understand what it's talking about and see what we highlight in here. So you can recite it with me, and we'll go over each of the meanings. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So I begin in the name of Allah, the most, the extremely merciful, the extremely kind. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise and gratitude is for Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He is extremely merciful, absolutely. And he's extremely kind. Now, merciful and kind mean the same thing. In Arabic, when you put two words that mean the same close to each other, it means it's trying to tell us there is a difference. So maybe I can use one difference today. Rahman, Allah is Rahman on everyone. His mercy is for everyone. But there's some special mercy he has for the one who connects to him, who believes in him. Maliki Yawmiddin. He's the master, he's the owner of the day of the day of judgment. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You and you alone are we the slaves of, and you alone do we ask for help. Now isti'ana is asking for help in something that I'm already doing. So can you imagine? We've divided the surah into three parts. We know who Allah is. He's Rabbul Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Now we're saying, we wish to become your slaves and we wish to ask for help. So the angels are probably saying, what do you want us? What do you want help from? Now that's what you've got to highlight in your Quran. So I'm going to go to my Quran and hopefully you'll be able to see it. So in your Quran, yesterday I told you I stuck the surah in. You will highlight that ayah. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us on the straight path. We talked about it yesterday, but in essence, you and I are saying, Ya Allah, please guide us to our full potential. And he says, easy. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْأَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Follow the path of those whom I have blessed. أَنْأَمْتَ is past tense. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ. Not those on whom there is anger, and not those who are lost. So you and I will probably say, Ya Allah, well, who are these people? And he will say, read the rest of my Quran. So in your Surah Al-Fatiha, you should have highlighted, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And you know, the amount of blessings that you have in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, no other surah in the Quran matches those. And we recite that every day in our Salah. So now let's look at what we're going to highlight in Surah Al-Baqarah. We've seen Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, and I told you, like yesterday, that write on post-it notes your aspirations and then make them a focus. In every salah, when you say Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, think, how am I going to have my personal best? But we're going to go to Surah Al-Baqarah now, and again, I will take you to my Quran so you can see. I have downloaded the surah from the website and I've stuck it there. So I know, the first thing I know about Surah Al-Baqarah is I have to know its focus. I know that the surah is telling me about faith through history. It's teaching me history. And there's some practical things I've got to do as a Muslim. We've divided the surah into 9 sections, as you can see here. Let's have a look at them. I'll go back to the screen. 9 sections. So let's look at it like a school. In the first section, we put ourselves into a class. Either we believe or we don't believe, or we pretend to believe, which are known as hypocrites. The second section introduces us to Allah. The third section, Allah says, this is my first student. The fourth section, he says, these are my challenging students, my naughty students. Fifth section, my best student, Prophet Ibrahim. Now you know the history of my university, he says, I'm going to inaugurate a new class for you. And there was a change of Qibla. Then in this new class, there's all these directives for us to do. Fast, pray, all these things are in there. Then in the eighth section, he says, well, that's not enough. You've got to make long-term investments. And then the ninth section is like a ribbon. It's the core beliefs. It's the summary of the whole surah. So that in essence is Surah Al-Baqarah. But we're going to highlight some ayat that really will stand up. Now you can highlight a lot of ayat, but I'm going to pick on a few today. The first one I'm going to pick is from Surah number, is in Surah Al-Baqarah, and it's ayah 35. So I'm going to turn to it in my page, and you can see it. There it is. You can see it. So what I've done is I've highlighted it. I've drawn a tree here, and I've written down tree of immortality. So let's try and read this and see what it says. So in this ayah, Allah says, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمْ, and we said to Adam, أُسْكُنْ, live, anta, you, وَزَوْجُكَ, and your wife, al-jannah, in Jannah. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا, and eat from everything that's available for you. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ, do not go near this tree. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, you may be of the unjust. So this was an advice given to him. Now I've highlighted it in my Quran. I go back to it so you can see. I've highlighted هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ. Now why have I called it the tree of immortality? Why did I do that? Now that is because we have to always cross-refer in the Quran. So if you go to Surah Taha, that is Surah number 20, and you look at Ayah 120, I've got it in my Quran, and I'll show it to you when I go back to it. Allah says, فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ, Shaitan caused them to feel unsettled inside. قَالَ يَا آدَمْ, he said, هَلْ أَدُلَّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْقُلْدِ, shall I show you an immortal tree, a tree that will make you immortal? وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى, and a kingdom that will never ever stop, that will be forever and ever and ever. So what happens? And he tells them, I swear to you, I am your well-wisher. So Prophet Adam and Sayyidah Hawa are really happy in Jannah. They don't go near that tree, but they're really happy. Now this shaitan comes in as an old man, as a really wise man. And they've never heard a lie before in their life. And he says, you're having a good time, aren't you? And I'm paraphrasing. And they said, yeah, we love it here. Would you like to live here forever? Would you like to be permanent citizens of Jannah? And they said, yeah, obviously. And he said, eat of that tree and you will become permanent citizens of Jannah. And they were a bit hesitant. But he says, you know what? I swear I'm a well-wisher. As soon as they tasted the tree, a sense of shame came over them. And they just didn't feel right. You know, when you feel a bit shameful, you want to curl up. And they wanted to cover themselves with the leaves of Jannah. But they did ask for forgiveness and Allah did forgive them. But we are told in our hadith that when they ask for forgiveness, they ask for forgiveness in the names of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, whom we know as Ahlul Kisa, and Allah forgave them. So you will highlight that. I'll go back to it so you can see. And you will put down here, you put highlight Hadi Shajara, and you will put tree of immortality. Okay, now let's look at the next ayah we can highlight. The surah is known as Surah Al-Baqarah because of the cow. So we're going to talk about the story of the cow. And this is in ayah, starts from ayah 67. I'm going to show it to you in a minute. So you could draw a cow there if you wanted. But we're going to look at ayah 67. And Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ, and when Musa said to his people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا, Allah commands you that you should sacrifice a cow. So you can see in my Quran, I have highlighted Baqarah here. Can you see that? And down here I've put surah name. Okay. So they were told to sacrifice a cow. قَالَ, they says, أَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا, قَالَ, they said, do you think we're fools? Do you think we're stupid? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and Prophet Musa says, I take refuge from Allah, from being somebody who's ignorant. So now let's see what happened. There was a murder and there was no clear evidence or witnesses. Everybody swore, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. And Prophet Musa came up to them and said, Allah is asking you to slaughter a cow. They said, do you take us as fools, just as we read here? And he said, I seek protection from Allah, from being one of the ignorant. And then they got really funky. They said, what kind of cow? And this is in ayah 68, for example. They're asking, call on your Lord. Now you can imagine Prophet Musa has to go back up the mountain. Ya Allah, what is this cow? And Allah says, not too old, not too young, middle-aged. He comes down and he tells them. And they says, what color? And Allah says, intensely yellow. Well, there's not many yellow cows around. But they said, all cows look the same to us. We need precise instructions. We need proper instructions from you. And Allah told them, it's a healthy cow. It's got no blemishes. It doesn't work on a farm. It doesn't plow the land. And it doesn't water the fields. And they knew that there was only one person who had a cow like that. And this was a righteous young man whose father had given him the cow. He had seen the Prophet in his dream. And the Prophet told him, you have to ask your mother to set the price. They will come to you. Sure enough, the delegation said, we've come. We need this cow. We need this cow. It's urgent for us. And he said, my mom will set the price. And mama said, enough gold to fill the skin of the cow. Well, they weren't very happy, but they agreed. They didn't pay the full price. They took the cow away, and then they slaughtered the cow. And then Prophet Musa says, Allah says, take the tail and hit the person, not hit, but place the tail on the person who had been murdered. Nothing happened. And they said, nothing happened. Prophet Musa said, my Allah is never wrong. And Allah told him, Musa, it's because they haven't paid the full price. They tell them to go back and pay the price of the cow. When they went back and paid the price of the cow, they took the tail and they put it on the murdered man, and he came alive again. And he came alive and he said who had killed him. There were two cousins of his who had killed him because they were jealous of him. Now the murderers were punished. And the young man came to Prophet Musa and said, how do I protect my wealth now? And he said, ask in the name of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Always ask in their name. The man who was revived, who came back to life, he said, I want to continue living. How do I ask Allah to give me life so I can live happily? And Prophet Musa said, ask in the name of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And Allah tells Musa, oh Musa, if those two cousins who killed this man had asked me in the name of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad to protect them from jealousy, I would have done so. So whenever you see that cow, that's what you got to remember. When you see Surah Al-Baqarah, you got to remember that story. What else are we going to do? We've still got some time. So we can highlight Ayah 127. Now let's go to Ayah 127 and what happens over here. So I'm going to turn towards it. I love this Ayah, by the way. So I'm going to come back and you can see in my Quran, that's Ayah 127 where I've highlighted Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Can you see that? Okay, so let's go back and see what it says. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. And when Ibrahim and Ismail raised the foundations of the house, this is a dua they did. They said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So you will highlight it in your Quran. And whenever you do something, you will say, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Our Rabb, accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are hearing and you are knowing. So what happened? Remember, the Kaaba was built first by Prophet Adam. With the flood of Prophet Nuh, with the age that had gone by, with all the years that had gone by, it was just a mound of red clay. Now they were told to build it again. They used the water of Zamzam, the clay from around them, they made bricks, and they built it up. Suddenly, there was a voice from the mountain range, from Abu Qubays. It said, I have something for you, which has been entrusted to me for many, many years. And that was the black stone. Prophet Ibrahim climbed the mountain and got the black stone back. And he and Prophet Ismail built the Kaaba. And you know, when he was standing on that stone, which is like a lift that went up and down, his footprints were engraved on there, or rather the stone became soft and you can see his footprints, and now it's known as Maqam Ibrahim. And the moment they finished building it, they said, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Recite it with me. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. So we'll highlight that dua in there. The next one we're going to highlight is, oh, I love this one. It's Ayah 138, and I'm going to show it in my Quran. Can you see it? That's there. I've got a rainbow here, and I put Allah there. And this Ayah says, let's read it first. It says, Sibghatallah. Sibghatallah. Sibgha is like baptism. Receive the colors of Allah, the baptism of Allah. And remember, the Greeks used to baptize, and they still do, their children. They sort of immerse them in water, and it's symbolic to immerse them in the colors of Allah. So here is saying, Sibghatallah, you are drenched in the colors of Allah, in Tawheed, in Asma'ul Husna. Remember the Prophet said, تَخَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. So when somebody sees you, they know you're Allahi. Say, oh my goodness, this is a godly person. This is a person who reflects God. And he says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَ, and who is better than Allah than in coloring, in sibgha. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ, and then he says, and we are those who worship him. That means that the more you worship him, the more colored you get of Allah. Isn't it amazing to be colored in the colors of Allah? Let's go back so you can see. So if you see there, I've put Sibghat Allah, I've highlighted Sibgha, and I've put a rainbow here. And then I've written here, because if you look down here, what I've written, Sibghiyat also means your chromosomes that are inside you. You want everything inside and out to reflect divinity. It's absolutely phenomenal. So that is the last ayah we will be doing from Surah Al-Baqarah. Let us end today with Surah Al-Fatiha, with the dua for protection and the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah. So recite that with me, okay? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العظيم. Close your eyes, ask Allah to give the thawabs to all the marhumin, especially those of your family. Pray for those who are ill and pray for those who are in trouble. لي خمسة عطفي بها حر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاتمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. في أمان الله كريم. إن شاء الله see you again tomorrow at the same time at 5:15.